This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Hello, friends. I've got another rip-roaring interview for you, this time around with my pal Allison Gillum. She is one of the unbelievable dynamos that helps make everything at Gift of Life Michigan go round. I've known Allison since a little bit after the kidney donation. The folks at Gift of Life reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to be an esteemed media ambassador. And that is me. The name ambassador is attached to my name. How about that, huh? Anyway, we're doing a fun event coming up at the John Ball Park Zoo, coming up on Saturday the 13th. It is Donate Life Day at the zoo. So we talk about that, organ donation, Check Your Heart, which is a campaign during the month of August. All the information in the show notes and here in my interview with Allison Gillum. The multi-talented Allison Gillum from Gift of Life, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Eric. That's quite an introduction. I appreciate it. Good to be here.
I'm glad you're here. And likewise, we are getting our gang back together for another exciting Donate Life Day at the world famous John Ball Park Zoo. Isn't that right?
That's right. I feel like it's going to be even better this year because it's going to be in person. And I think we had so much fun last year. We did such a great job of co-hosting. And I think the people want more of that, you know?
I loved it. And that was my first experience with it. And it was since it was a COVID event where we had to do it virtually. You had a lot of people that were watching online it was a production and we did it with not a lot of people. And I was, right. And then, so, you know, you and I are trying to, we had these videos that were already made out and ready to go. And we'd like, check out this so-and-so story who has a wonderful, detailing of how she received the gift of life and things. You had it all done. You made it very easy for me. So, and I know since you experienced it in person before, wished for that to happen. Well, now it's finally getting back to that when we do this on August 13th.
Yes. Can't wait. So there may be a bit more work involved for you. I can't promise.
I'm all about it. I am, you know, sometimes I have to work a little harder than just being the eye candy.
That is right. Excellent point. Excellent point. That's really why we ask you to help with this event. Let's be honest.
For those who don't know, Allison and I got to be acquainted and friends and working together. And this goes back to the whole kidney donation thing from a couple of years ago. You saw it on TV and then the next thing I know, we were talking, right?
That's right. Yeah. And we're so grateful to have you support this cause and, just get your listeners involved. And it's been awesome. And by the way, I have to say, when it comes to the zoo, people loved your performance last year and you were like specifically requested to come back.
Oh, well, so, you know, that's kind of, I mean, you guys at Gift of Life Michigan, the idea was, hey, let's make Eric a media ambassador to, you know, do what he's been doing. Talk about, in particular, donating life. And it's just, I've loved it. It's been very, very rewarding. And I just like talking, frankly, and about something as personal and fantastic as donating life. I mean, this is an easy job to do, frankly, because of the importance of it and how passionate I am about it, which goes great with you guys because you are too.
We are too. It fits in great. And I mean, it seems like I think you've gotten other people on board, even with just the cause of living donation, which is such an amazing thing, which I don't think we talk enough about. And so we're just really happy to have partnered with you to share this message. And like I said, I think you are going to make this zoo event really, you're going to bring the flair that we need. So
it's a team. We're a team.
We're a team, but really you are the draw, right?
Well, I appreciate that. I'll have to disagree there, because I think that generally the cause is the fact that what's going on here. The goal is to raise funds, to raise awareness.
Yes.
And the zoo is a great partner to be gracious enough to let people in. And for people who are watching this right now, they can actually, there's a lot to offer for them and to help out the cause. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, organ donation, sometimes it's kind of a serious topic and something that not everybody's comfortable talking about. But the fact is this is, you know, something that it impacts a lot of people, which you've talked about. I know people know they're, you know, we have about 2,400 people just in Michigan right now on the waiting list for an organ transplant, 80% of which, by the way, are in need of a kidney transplant. But we put this event together, really, it's just kind of meant to be a fun day to come together, and we celebrate all of the people who've given the gifts of light, of life, sight, and mobility, you know, made possible through organ and tissue donation. And we celebrate whether that be people who've donated after they pass away, living donors like yourself, and then also transplant recipients, people who are waiting for transplants. And of course, the wonderful people who help make it all happen here in the West Michigan area. And it's, you don't have to even have one of those ties. We want to kind of bring everybody in to learn more about this. And we invite everybody to come out to this free event. It's at John Ball Zoo next Saturday, August 13th from 10:30 to 1:30. You can't miss us. We're going to be in the space. It's called Entry Valley. It's directly outside the zoo entrance. So you will not be able to miss us. The first 250 people that come to the event will get a free ticket to the zoo and a shirt. So, I mean, hey, right? Even if you just want to come hang out with us, you don't want to go in the zoo, we'll have lots of great resource booths from organizations in the community. You know, all that fun stuff like carnival food, face painting, you know. So come out and see us, meet some amazing people, most importantly. One of the cool features we have is we'll have a whole area dedicated to people who've donated their organs and tissues and people who've had transplants. So come check out those signs, learn more about those people's backstories. It will be worth your while, I promise.
Oh, yeah. You know, anytime I see any of these pieces that have been produced, people who have been given the gift of life, who may have been, in a terrible spot, and how the gift of life saved their life, I couldn't agree more. To be able to celebrate those people who donated life, that is, with people who actually are recipients, is incredible. And I can't say enough about you guys. I mean, it's just fantastic to be part of the group.
Oh yeah. Well, thank you. I mean, we love what we do, but it's really the heart of it is those selfless people who make the decision to be donors and, or the family members who make that decision on behalf of their loved one. And it's truly life-saving. And it is so cool when we can bring transplant recipients together with donor families. There'll probably be, some fun reunions there of, you know, people getting together with their donor family. It's just a really great event. And we want to just expose more people to this and what we do.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech. And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
You and I had talked about how, if you have a little heart on your driver's license, you're set.
Yeah. And thank you for mentioning that, by the way, because that's a great segue into our Check Your Heart campaign, right? So, and it's as simple as that. So our big campaign that we've recently launched is called Check Your Heart. And what I like about it is kind of twofold. Literally check your heart, get out your license, your state ID, look at it, bottom right corner. If you have a little heart there, it means you are on the Michigan Organ Donor Registry. You're all set. You don't need to do anything else. If you don't have a heart, you can go online and sign up. You don't have to go into the Secretary of State's office to do that. You can sign up online. So you don't have to like make a special trip to the Secretary of State. It's super easy to do. And it's kind of also like check your heart emotionally, right? Like, come on, check your heart. Do you have it in you to make that commitment to helping somebody else someday? You know, when you're no longer here, and that can be the legacy that you leave.
Anytime I see on the news, someone, I mean, you've directed me to several folks who have been given the gift of life. I cannot imagine how, if you are a family of the person who has passed, just knowing that when you can put your ear up to someone's chest, if the relationship goes to that level, or you can just knowing that your loved one is alive in this person and keeping this person alive who may not have had a chance to live anymore after that is remarkable. It's an incredible story that happens again and again and again. And thank God that it does, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really powerful, and it's just really a privilege to be able to do what we do. And, you know, at Gift of Life, we really, you know, we work closely with the donor side of things. So we're the ones responsible for working with families and, you know, making those gifts available to people waiting for them. And, you know, you meet people at the worst time in their life and they're going through a tragedy, and somehow they find the ability to think about others and the, you know, the impact that their loved one will have and save lives. So I can't say enough about donors and their families.
If they don't have the heart on the ID, are we going to golm.org and filling out that form? Is that what we do in the state of Michigan?
You know it.
It's so simple. It's a 2-minute process. It's, you know, it's and it's complete. Once it's in there, it's binding. You know, you're in. That's all you got to do.
Yes. Yeah. So all you have to do is go to golm.org. You're exactly right. You can sign up online. You don't even need, here's the secret, don't even need a driver's license to sign up.
There you go. You stink at driving, you can just sign up.
Exactly.
Now, for audience members who are out of the state of Michigan, is the site registerme.org?
It is. Yeah. And it's like somebody has given you this information before.
Yeah,
Eric.
It's like,
you're,
I know.
Pro with this. Oh, and my it's gosh. Just like, you know this. It is. Weird. That's correct. You could also link to that site from our website too. If you can't remember Register Me, if all you can remember is golm.org, we can still get you to the right place.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for the event coming up, the Donate Life Day at John Ball Park Zoo, the 13th of August. Details in the notes of this. And I would love for people to come and hang out. Can anyone watch? Is there going to be an online presence to it?
You know, there'll be some elements. I think we'll probably be doing some live streaming to social media, to our Facebook. But if you can make it out, we'd love to have you.
Yep.
Visit golm.org. Like you said, learn more. We'd love people to sign up in advance. Just kind of help us gauge how many people we'll be having. But it's okay if you can't do that. We're happy to just, if you spur of the moment, decide you want to come out and maybe like heckle Eric and me. That's fine too.
Get me off my game. There's a lot of people who would like to do that. I can promise you that.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I just come on out, come hang out with us. But I don't know, Eric, maybe you'll have a moment to do a quick hello live stream from there, but expect most of it to be taking place in person. We're excited about that. Finally.
Yeah. It's going to be excellent. I hope the weather cooperates. Last year, I think the temperature was 194 degrees.
It was.
And
I can confirm.
The one lady was wearing like black pants and a black top. I was like, and she wasn't even in the shade. Oh. She's got to be an alien.
She was fantastic. You know?
Oh, okay. Well, I think we've covered it. Is there anything else that I'm forgetting?
No. I just thank you so much for the opportunity. And I'm looking forward to seeing you and hopefully some of your listeners next Saturday.
Yeah, I hope to see some of them, but not all of them.
You know, that's your thing. I hope they all come.
Yeah, all right.
Fair enough. Thank you, Eric.
You are the best. Thank you, Allison.
Take care.